American smoker.
We're live in Grand Forks for the 32nd annual gathering of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments for the top man that represents the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Welcome on the program. Anything you want to ask. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I guarantee you this, you'll ask better questions than Steve and I ever would. Right, Steve?
Absolutely.
We find that always from the audience. Yeah. Your questions, your comments, your
we're just a couple dumb radio guys.
So fire away at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Tell us first why Grand Forks, Ron.
Well, Scott, that is a great question, and actually the question that I have gotten the most in the last 3 weeks. I started out my presentation yesterday with the reasons why Grand Forks. Number one, the mayor of Grand Forks and the chamber of Grand Forks came to Bismarck during our petroleum conference last year and asked us to come to Grand Forks and bring our meeting to Grand Forks. Secondly, there's 110 businesses in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that have stepped up and said, we're doing business in the Bakken, and we're thrilled by it. We're adding employees. It's a huge percentage of our business growth opportunities. Thirdly, the Energy Environmental Research Center, located right here in the campus, University of North Dakota, world-class energy research facility, doing work in 52 countries, all 50 states. We essentially are putting the Bakken technology in their hands. How do we address the regulatory challenges? How do we get more oil out of the Bakken? The next reason, the Petroleum Engineering and Geology School. The Harold Hamm School of Geology started with 3 or 4 students 4 years ago. They have over 200 students in the petroleum engineering degree. These are regional kids that they hold the future to this Bakken play. They truly... they're the kids that we need to train here. They want to live here. They want to work here. Those are the reasons we're here.
When you start talking 200 kids in a program like this and growing a program, building a program, that tends to lend itself to a long-term representation. Is that what North Dakota's play here in the Bakken is? Is this long-term? That's one of the questions I always get asked. How long is it going to last?
Well, that's a great question, and one that I think Lynn Helms just nailed in his presentation. He talked about at the current drilling rig, 180-plus drilling rigs, it'll take us 20 years to develop the resource we know today. And remember, Kathy Nesset yesterday told the Grand Forks crowd, we get 7% right now of the Bakken oil out of the ground. So we drill a well, we leave 93 out of 100 barrels in the ground. So what are those future engineering, what are those great minds going to do? The prize is so great. They're going to figure out how to get another percent, 2%, 3%, 5%.
Is that a question we need to stop asking? How long is this going to last? It seems like we've been, we're sort of afraid of our own shadow here sometimes. I mean, this is here to stay, right?
Well, I think that's a North Dakota thing, Scott. I think all of us think of the oil industry as boom bust. And, the great boom of the 80s was 4 years. We're 10 years into this thing, if you include Richland County, Montana.
That's my point. I mean, are we needlessly seeing a shadow that doesn't exist when we ought to be saying let's continue to plan for the future and embrace this and see how every corner of the state can benefit from it and realize that it's here to stay.
Well, when we did our economic impact study and released it earlier this year, we showed a $30 billion industry in North Dakota. Our employees had grown from 5,000 in 2005 to now over 40,000 direct employees. But most importantly, there's still a lot of economic leakage. So that means there's more entrepreneurial opportunities for North Dakotans to take advantage. And that's one of the things why we wanted to come to Grand Forks, too, is because we need more North Dakotans to grasp this is a world-class resource. The world is coming here to look at this resource. We're in harvest operations. I was driving through the valley on Sunday, and I saw the sugar beet trucks, and you see the corn trucks, and I'm thinking, what a great time in the Red River Valley. It's harvest season. It's a very busy period of time. Well, in the Bakken, it's harvest season every day. We produce 78,000 barrels of oil an hour right now in the Bakken. It's harvest. So the harvest is here. It's going to stay here. It's 365, 24/7. We're harvesting oil. We're harvesting the Bakken, and we're going to get better and better at it. We need the great minds of the world to help us, and North Dakotans to engage in it.
Ron, you start talking about the economic impact across the entire state of North Dakota, and as I traveled around to different oil plays and shale plays and different conferences, I get the sense that North Dakota is so cutting edge, not only from a technological standpoint, but we also look at all the Bakken play. It's a state treasure. It's a state resource. I see these other communities that deal with individual issues. We deal with state issues, and we come together as a state. That's got to be a huge advantage for not only the residents of North Dakota, but also the industry.
Well, there's a TV crew here from Bakersfield, California. That's an oil town, big oil town. It's always been oil, you know, huge oil fields. And, you know, she was talking about the difficulty in getting Californians to understand the potential of the Monterey Shale. But, Steve, you're right. In North Dakota, there are a lot of challenges and issues that channel things that come with the Bakken. But we're attacking them as a state. We need to reinvest in the Bakken. We need more of those resources back in western North Dakota. And the regulatory challenges that come, these are all new things. The flaring, we all hate flaring. But the reality is that this Bakken gas is unique. The plants that we're building up in Tioga, the Hess plant, there's no other plant like it in the world. They went all over the world looking at gases and gas plants, didn't find any, so we have to create our own. So we're the model. We're going to become the shale play model. We're doing it in somewhere where, you know, it's not South Texas, so you struggle to do things differently in cold weather climates with that type of volatile gases. But we are looking at this as a state. It's still a private resource, though. I differ with you there. Oil is owned by
the
mineral
owners. Well, that's part of the beauty of it, though. That's part of the beauty of it. But we still deal with the challenges as a state.
That is correct. And that's what separates us from many other states. We don't come out with a regulatory hammer to punish people. We come out with a regulatory approach to fix the solutions and take care of it, make sure it doesn't happen.
It's that North Dakota way. You roll your sleeves up and you get it done. You help your neighbors.
Ron Ness is our guest. We're live in Grand Forks today for the 32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council that continues through tomorrow here, if you still want to take this in. Plenty of things on the schedule today, tonight, into tomorrow as well, and Grand Forks really has embraced this as a community. Any questions or comments for Ron, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. By the way, this hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And Ron, talk about why have an annual meeting? What's the main goal here? What are you trying to accomplish? What happens at these annual gatherings for the industry?
Well, the number one goal at I think any annual meeting is just to bring the industry together again to network, to talk about the issues ahead of us in the next year possibly, and really provide education. We've got 140 booths here. This is the first time we've ever had an expo at this deal. We sold out our 140 booths, and we had Halliburton cooking for 2 days to feed the community yesterday. We had over 300 and some people attend our Bakken education session. So that's a new twist this year as well. We're trying to adapt and do things. We've got, I think we've got close to 800 people registered for this meeting, which is a record. And so it's a great opportunity to get together and with our members and with the other members of industry and talk about the challenges before us and what happened in last year and what's coming in next year.
John in Bismarck has a question for Ron Ness on what's on your mind. John?
Hi, Ron.
Welcome.
Yeah, my question is there an agency or an organization that can help royalty owners if they have questions regarding their minerals? Because I've heard a few people say that... you know, they found out by chance that they were being shorted on their royalty payments, and they kind of had to find money to hire lawyers to, settle that issue or solve that issue. And I was wondering if the state had somebody that, because a lot of people really don't have the money to hire lawyers. And I really believe that there's a lot of royalty owners that are out there that, are probably being shortchanged regarding their minerals.
John, that's a good question. And there's not a state agency that handles it in private mineral relations manner, just like any other private contractual matter. We have on our website at ndoil.org, if you go under the Mineral Owners Information Center, we've got kind of a Q&A session on there that we went out and gathered all the questions that mineral owners have. But essentially, if you've got a dispute with the other side of the mineral payment, you've got to take a private course of action on that. There's no state agency, to my knowledge, that deals with that. Good question.
But I do think that's rare. You don't hear that a lot. I mean, these companies are here doing business with royalty owners, with surface rights owners, and if there's a lot of disagreement, that's a hassle for the companies too. So I think this is a rare problem, isn't it, Ron?
Well, I think it's something that every mineral owner, just like in any other deal that any other business deal that you've got to do your due diligence and check on that. And I'm not an expert to say how that all shakes out, but I think everybody needs to check, just like you check
of
with
course.
Your paycheck
yeah,
or your,
yeah.
your you know anything
yeah,
else.
I was just going more to the dispute
yeah.
issue, and you don't hear a lot about that. There is a Royalty Owners Association too that probably can help with some of those things as well.
There is a group being formed, yes,
and nationwide. I know there is one as well. Is one being formed locally as well?
There is. Last spring, we had the National Royalty Owners Association here, and I think they formed a local chapter to help with issues like this.
More with Ron Ness coming up live from Grand Forks in the 32nd Annual Meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennum. Stay tuned. More after this time out. Don't go.
Hey, Scott Hennum with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Something happening here.
This is What's on Your Mind. 550 K Fire, KCJB Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, KLTC in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga. Five stations come together, and we appreciate hearing from you on What's on Your Mind each and every weekday. We're live today in Grand Forks for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Ron Ness chatting with us. Any questions or comments for Ron are certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau You know, agriculture's direct contribution to the economy in North Dakota every year is about $6 billion. So that's about a quarter of the state's economic base, about 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture sector keeps the entire state strong. But they want you to know they're more about than just agriculture. They're about things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping everybody save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs, too. Find out more about the organization by checking out their website. North Dakota Farm Bureau website is ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. So we're chatting, Steve Bonkin and I, today with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And this event goes through tomorrow, so still plenty of time to join. You can find out more at their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, so check that out. And you might want to put on your calendar May 20th through 22nd, because the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming back to North Dakota, and that'll be the mother of all gatherings, probably, Ron, right?
That's going to be a big one next May in Bismarck. We are already filling up hotel rooms, and it's going to be a great event. We are actually trying to figure out who we're going to get for speakers to top this meeting. Lou Holtz is hard to beat.
Yeah, Lou Holtz will be here tomorrow. That's an interesting North Dakota connection there. What is he, on the board of directors of one of the companies doing business here?
He is on the board of directors of Nuvera Environmental Solutions, which is Mark Johnsrud's company out of Watford City, North Dakota, that had a big merger with a national company and offered to come, and it's just going to be fantastic. He's going to be here this afternoon and spend some time with us and give the keynote tomorrow morning, and how cool is that?
There's one of the better, you know, in-demand motivational speakers in every industry, you know, nationwide. So, yeah, that is pretty neat.
We've got all the UND coaches coming as well. We thought that we extended an invitation to Brian Fajan and his entire coaching staff at UND, so they're going to come be our guests for the morning.
You mentioned earlier that this is an important event just from the education of members. What's front and center right now? What do you want folks to leave the annual meeting with, armed with? What biggest concern do you have right now?
Well, I think there are really two things. One, the investment the legislature made and the reinvestment in the Bakken needs to continue to grow. You know, $2.5 billion by the legislature and the governor, tremendous amount, and we're starting to really see strides in these communities. And I encourage you to get the mayor of Watford City and the mayor of Stanley and the mayor of Williston on. And you know, Watford City right now is kind of ground zero, but boy, when you go to Stanley and you go down Highway 8, things have changed a lot. That was 6 years ago when this place started in Stanley. Highway 8's improved. It's got turning lanes. The road's wider. You've got the gas, the oil, and sometimes the water in pipelines. The truck traffic is down. So we need to look at that as a model. But what we're trying to emphasize here is that we really need to continue to make those strides. We've got the new oil production numbers for July out, 874,000 barrels a day. The legislative change where the counties and the cities and the communities get 25% of that now is going to make a big difference as you see that production model grow. So we think that's going to start making a difference as well. And flaring. We just had a speaker talk about flaring and some remote capture technologies. We have got, I think most of us grasp the issue that it's a time challenge. It's a struggle because you're trying to develop this 15,000 square mile Bakken oil field and get this infrastructure out there for something that really isn't happening with gas like this anywhere else in the world. But, you know, the heat is on flaring. There's no doubt about it, and more so from across the rest of the country. So we're trying to really focus on the gas pipeline, the gas processors, and the oil producers to really begin focusing their efforts on setting some targets. We formed a flaring task force last week with the Petroleum Council. We've got all those groups at the table now, so we need to zero in on that over the next few months here and see if we can come up with some temporary solutions to try and reduce flaring.
Talking with Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you have any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. From a regulatory standpoint, Ron, how much of a concern is the EPA? Is that always something we need to be on guard with here in North Dakota with our play?
We were taught naughty four-letter words not to say, but
it's a naughty three-letter word.
You know, just ask the coal guys.
It
is just a continual evolution effort to just continue to try, and it's just a struggle every day. And we
it doesn't end. It's just constant picking.
And the frustrating part about EPA is we had finally found some people in the Denver office who wanted to work together on solutions. And now, you know, you had a kind of a change at EPA, and they're all gone. So now you're right back in the middle of bureaucracy. We don't have any contacts at the regional EPA office again, and you start all over with a bureaucracy we need to start again. We need to try and get them up here, show them around, show them that states know best. But it is a continual effort, and it's becoming that way with all the federal agencies, frankly. And we've got a great reputation in North Dakota of doing good business with the federal agencies, but they're short staffed. You know, their staffs aren't increasing because of the budget problems, and it's a trouble.
Is it more a question of the bureaucracy within an administration that I say doesn't have an energy policy as opposed to either pro or anti, or is it the policies of the EPA?
I had one of these people that we had gotten to know at EPA in Denver tell me one day, it's a, you know, we were complaining about these new policies, these new rules they were putting out, and they said, we don't write those in Denver. The people that sit behind the desks in Washington who have never been out of the loop are writing these policies. And that's a change. That never used to work that way. But the people out on the ground now aren't involved in writing the policies at all. They're just giving them to enforce. So that's a structural change that I think needs to happen, because you've got people sitting in Washington that just continue. That's their job, write more regulations and make it harder and harder. So
let's get another guest in. Another question from a listener here for our guest, Ron Ness. Brandon in Williston, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brandon.
I think it's Vernon you want.
Oh, Vernon. I'm sorry, Vernon. Quickly, if you would.
Okay. I just thought I'd give some statistics. About 3 years ago, a fellow geologist friend of mine and that sat down, and we did some figures. And by the way, you can't do it with a calculator. Anyway, there's many formations that we're not even talking about. The Mission Canyon, the Bakken, the Red River, 215 feet of oil-bearing material. The Spearfish.
Hey, Vernon, Vernon, do me a favor. I want you to go through your whole list, but I'm not going to have time to get Ron's answer in here. So just hang tight, and I want to hear more from you in a minute. But, Ron, is there more beyond Bakken, Three Forks, the others?
Well, the other formations that Vernon's talking about have been our historic oil-producing formations. And, you know, how is the horizontal technology going to work in those? There's some Red River, but they're still doing vertical in those in Golden Valley County. So good question, and time will tell.
Vernon, hang on. I want to hear more of your commentary when we come back. We got to let Ron get back to the conference. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Live from Grand Fork, 32nd Annual North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by TornCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're broadcasting from the 32nd annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, taking place today, tomorrow as well. And we're at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Grand Forks, one of the communities that I think really gets what's going on when it comes to economic development with energy here in North Dakota, particularly in the oil field. I want to get back to the phone calls. Once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We're going to let Vern finish here.
Vernon, finish up what you were saying, because it sounded rather interesting.
You got a long list there of wonderful oil-gushing plays that are a part of the Bakken, right, Brandon or Vernon?
Well, it's not part of the Bakken, but I tell you what, I'm getting this off of a geological survey in North Dakota in 1986, okay? And I'm going to give you it's going to take a while to explain how we got there, but I can tell you, you can't do it with a calculator. It has to be done by hand. And the end result, if there's only a pint of oil in all these formations underneath us, I got 25,000 square miles or thereabouts. Okay? If there's only a pint in each cubic foot of oil-bearing formation, there is 258,670,285,714 barrels of oil.
I want to know how you did that out without a calculator.
That's pretty. It's a major talent you've just displayed there, Vern, for sure.
I don't know if I could do that with a calculator.
And that's a today's recovery rate you're talking about, Vern?
No. This was what I'm saying is if we don't. I can't quote the recovery rate right now. But what I'm saying, if there's only a pint in every cubic foot, there would be that many barrels of oil. Now, that was 3 years ago we've done this, and I kept all this information. I don't even know why, but I kept it. And the thing of it is, there is so many formations. You got the Madison, the Mission Canyon. There's 600 feet of oil-bearing formation in the Madison. 600 feet. Now, if you take that times, 43,000 square feet per acre, and times that by 25,000 square miles, that's a lot of barrels of oil.
Yeah, and that's, we're trying to get to this with Ron, but I think that's the way Vern's talking. We don't know, right? We don't know, and I believe the Bakken is the mother load. But even if we look at 7% of the Bakken that we're getting right now, how much is there just in the Bakken? Never mind that laundry list you just described it having a pint per square foot. It's here to stay.
From a technology standpoint,
it's here to stay.
It's increasing.
Yeah, and technology's going to evolve. It's going to get better.
And it's not all mapped either.
So, yeah, we've got just the future is extraordinarily bright for every corner of the region and really for energy security nationwide. I mean, you know, the biggest beneficiary of Bakken crude, in my view, and what's been developed in the way of technology in the Bakken is our national energy security. Yes, Bert?
Right. Yeah, Scott, like I say, the big thing that I want our listeners to hear is that these naysayers who say it's going to end next year or 10 years or even 20 years, with these figures, and yes, they're handwritten and they're, you know, done by I call us a bunch of idiots. But the other thing is that it's there, you know, with technology, needless to say, it's going to be brought out. But, you know, we're looking at 240 years of oil.
I've heard some estimates up to 300 years or more.
Well, right, exactly. But 240 is what we came up with. Okay.
So the wake-up call from that is just to get out of this idea that it's going away. And as Ron alluded to, that's sort of the North Dakota way. That's sort of the, you know, we saw the 80s boom bust and it didn't last that long. So people just see a, you know, cloud on the horizon. We don't need to in this case. And to the extent it holds us back of saying, you know, should we invest for the future, it's detrimental. So I think the sooner we can lose that idea that it's going away, the better. And you helped make that case very well today, Vern. Appreciate the call.
Thank you much for your time.
You bet. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Yeah, the biggest thing people need to realize is this is unlike any previous oil play that we've had in North Dakota with the boom-bust cycle. This is new technology. This is a completely abstract concept to what oil drilling was in the past. This is Star Trek as opposed to the covered wagon. It's just that different, that much more innovative. It's new. It's new technology. It's a new frontier.
We want to know what's on your mind, so pick up the phone and let us know. I've yet to be scolded by any fan of the Bison other than the Sioux hockey fan, I guess, that said, hey, wait a minute, if the shoe was on the other foot and this was college game day coming to
they don't tailgate for hockey.
UND, yeah, it's apples and oranges. But I made the statement at the at the beginning of the program that I was somewhat chagrined that the Bison Nation fans couldn't see the forest through the trees and recognize the impact of ESPN bringing the college game day broadcast to Fargo, North Dakota, and literally having a fit, a hissy fit yesterday on social media, just exploded over the fact the broadcast was going to be downtown rather than on campus or at the Fargo Dome. So,
under different circumstances, you don't care where they'd show up. You'd be begging for them to show up, begging for them to come to your community and highlight your school.
That's what I think folks have forgotten. I mean, the millions of viewers, the impact of the school, all the things that are going to happen as a result of that broadcast being here.
About a recruiting tool.
In fact,
from a recruiting standpoint, when he heard that, I bet Craig Bohl came out of his chair.
And in fact, he's made comments today to the effect of the forum reporting saying, hey, we're focused on a football game and not ESPN. But guess what? There'll be recruits here that wouldn't otherwise have been here.
Recruits across the nation will be tuning because they all watch.
Here's some of your comments on this question. I happen to think I'm just hoping we can move beyond this controversy after today, but it continues to dominate a lot of the social media out there. Some of the comments you shared with us on our Facebook page is what I'm about to share. The other issue that we spent some time on in our first hour today talking about is the idea that we need to do something. We need to do something because of what happened at the Washington Naval Yard, or do something because of what happened at Fort Hood, or do something because of what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary. You can't do anything to stop evil.
No.
You can't do it. It's crazy. All right,
bad things happen to good people, and there's nothing you can do about that in certain situations.
I'll save the Facebook comments and defer to the callers here who are waiting to weigh in here. Ed Minot, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ed.
Talking about your oil play, I got and deliveries back in 06 and 05 and got to know some of these guys at Schlumberger and Halliburton, and they said just watch the companies like Baker Hughes and Halliburton and Sanjel and see what they're doing. And they're moving, they're expanding their facilities big time, you know. So they're
billions.
Planning to be here for more than a couple days.
Very good point, Ed. Billions and billions of dollars. And these are companies that are looking out 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? And their capital expenditures and where to put it in. Look at all the gathering systems being done for flaring. The processing plants for natural gas, the investments there, the rail facilities, the rail loading facilities for the oil. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You're absolutely right.
Thanks for the phone call, Ed. Let's go to Bob in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Been monitoring the conversation all this morning. I'd like to harken back to this problem about let's get rid of all the guns and everything will be happy. Scott, I am decidedly conservative like you, Scott. We spoke many years ago, 10, 12 years ago when you were in Fargo. But I am not conservative. I am not a Republican because I don't see true conservative values being served by the Republican Party. Now, in regards to this shooting incident, like all the other 158 shooting incidents which have occurred in the last 10 years, here's what I think the problem is. Where good men do nothing, evil flourishes. Now, here's our problem. We don't have enough good guys out there with guns. And if you don't believe me, I'm not the only one. Read that book that guy wrote about Florida. When good men stand up, stand against evil, they can stop this stuff in a heartbeat. And as soon as the bad guys know this, they're going to stop these tricks.
And by the way, Bob,
we as American men, quite frankly, I'll just finish my statement and I'll listen to what you have to say. But quite frankly, I think we as American men have become squeamish about defending our innocent wives and children and even our fellow citizens against evil. Now, this is what has happened here.
Thank you, Bob. It is evil, number one. Number two, I don't believe you'll ever stop it, but more can be done, certainly, and more ought to be done, not in saying, hey, let's take away guns from law-abiding citizens. To me, and this will never go anywhere, in displacing the gun grabbing, but it should. What happened at the Washington Naval Yard yesterday is proof their plan doesn't work. Gun-free zone within a gun-free zone, and Uber background checked, and still the guy commits the slaughter that he did. Couldn't agree with you anymore. And by the way, you know, why is it a gun-free zone? To go to Bob's point, all you did there is hinder, you know, law-abiding people from being able to maybe save some of that carnage.
Yeah, one law-abiding person with a gun and knows how to use it, problem solved.
On a naval base. Come on. Hey, Bob, good points. Thanks. Mike and Donnybrook, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I hadn't been hearing the whole conversation this morning. I missed about an hour, so I don't know if it's already been addressed. But going to the ESPN coming to Fargo, just a note. You'd mentioned 85 people and 10 trucks. And just because they're broadcasting their main commentary from downtown, you know, when they come to town, they have lots of cameramen and they have other reporters and they cover the whole gambit. They're going to be at the stadium. They're going to be at the tailgate. They're going to be over at the college campus talking to kids in dorms. I mean, it's not like they're just focused on the downtown. They're going to cover the whole area. And I don't think the people that are complaining about it are taking that into account.
I think, throw things at me if you want to, Bison fans. I think they're being selfish. It's like, oh, well, you're disrupting my tailgating time. You can tailgate. You can go out there at 7 a.m. You can take a shuttle down to the, ESPN College Game Day broadcast and go back and tailgate, and the game doesn't even start till 6 o'clock. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to eat my cake. I'm going to eat it, too, but I don't want that kind of cake. I want a German chocolate cake.
Mike's exactly right. They'll have cameras everywhere. This is going to be all about NDSU.
Yeah, they're going to be doing interest stories. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. You've got all these reporters. They want to get their airtime. So you've got, 10 different cameramen and reporters out, and they're getting their little snippet. And then you've got your producer who's up in the main trailer, and he's saying, okay, good, I'll run that. No, you didn't do a good job there. And so it's like they're just massing
right
that whole area.
Mike?
You nailed it, Mike.
Mike, thanks for the call. We're up against the break. Bruce and Brad, you're up next on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, how do farmers decide what crops to include in their planting rotation?
Farmers take a lot of things into consideration when they are deciding what crops to plant. The weather, long-range forecasts, and soil conditions all play a role in what gets planted. So does the projected price outlook for a return on their investment. But all that can change if spring weather comes late like it did this year in some parts of the state. A certain number of growing days are needed for a crop to mature, and if the growing season gets cut short by bad weather, crops won't have enough growing days to mature.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
All right, Steve Bakken, Scott Hennen. We're live. He's Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennen.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, exactly right. We're live in Grand Forks today, the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Glad we got that cleared up.
Annual meeting here at the Alera Center. Some calls waiting to weigh in. And I'm going to go to Bill because Bill's going to help me correct something. I said the game was at 6, and it's earlier than that. Bill and Harvey, set me straight. What time's the game?
It is 2:30 game this Saturday. It's a great week for North Dakota. We've got sunshine for harvest. We got football coming up, and we got oil. It's just great in North Dakota, and everybody will see that with the game day program.
Is the sun shining in Harvey today?
It is. I guess there's a few clouds out there, but right now it's sunny, and we'll take all the sunshine.
Okay, now does this change things? Because the Bison game day event is 8 to 11 a.m. live, and then the game's at 2:30. So I guess, if it takes you 11:30, a half hour to get to downtown, you only have them from 11:30 to 2:30. Is that cutting the tailgating short? I know it's normally 5 hours, but you think folks can live with, sort of downtown tailgating and then actual tailgating?
Well, they extended the tailgating is normally 5 hours. But they're going to extend it because of all of this. And the Fargo police is working with everybody, and they're trying to make a plan so it goes smoothly. But there will be thousands of Bison fans downtown. There will be thousands at the Fargo Dome. So it will
and
be
last
big
time
time
I checked,
wherever the cameras go.
Last time I checked, I believe you can get cocktails downtown Fargo.
Yeah,
that's
it all
the problem, man. ESPN made it clear they don't want an inebriated crowd. They just want an excited crowd. But, yeah, you can't camp downtown and you cannot drink alcohol downtown unless you're inside the establishment.
It's 8 to 11 a.m. Saturday morning. There's plenty of time for, having a cold one at the game.
And it's my understanding that's why they've been pulling back from some of the campuses, too, because of the cocktail hour that takes place out with the tailgating.
Bill, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And so, again, they're opening up the tailgating at 7 a.m., the ESPN broadcast is 8 to 11 a.m. They're going to have shuttles, and then they'll be tailgating 11 to 2:30, kickoff at 2:30.
Just got a couple more calls in. Bruce in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys having that big problem about ESPN. Does anybody remember the bad rap we got with that show Fargo? They showed a little dingy bar out in the cold and called it Fargo. This is going to show the whole world what Fargo actually looks like. And if you guys don't want the crowd over there, we'll take them over here in Jamestown. All the money that's going to be coming in from all those filming crews, the food, the motels. Heck, we'll take that influx of power or money over here.
Do you know this is only the fourth time, the fourth time they've actually taken game day to a site of a non-major college team. So it's a big deal.
It is.
The
rap we got from that show Fargo, everybody thought we're nothing but a cold little icebox out in the middle of nowhere. ESPN's going to show downtown Fargo that's thriving, big, live. People are going to start coming this way again.
Great point, Bruce. Appreciate the call. We've thrown cold water on most of that controversy today with the What's on Your Mind audience. Brad, Grand Forks, last call of the day. What's on your mind, Brad?
Hey, Scott. On this whole thing with the shooting out of the Naval Yard, we see on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and all this, they act like this is a new thing. There was some nut job. I want to say it was in Pennsylvania. I'm not entirely clear on the details. Like back in 1917 or 1918 or something like that, planted a bunch of bombs in an elementary school, killed 8 or 10 kids, and blew up the school. And this is not a new thing. It's like you said, you're not going to stop this. The only way you're going to stop these kinds of things, these horrible shootings and stuff, is take the guns away from everybody. Ban the manufacturer, ban the sale, ban the ownership and all that kind of stuff. And it's just not going to happen. The fact is we have to learn how to deal with these tragedies as they come, and we need to stop glorifying these jerks that are killing people.
Brad, don't even bring that up because they might think about that.
Oh, it killed me. It's unbelievable how we make this such a huge news story. Don't give these idiots the press. Don't give them the attention. Just execute them and be done with them. This guy down in Nadal Hassan or whatever, the 10-year process that it's going to take to execute this guy, he's admitted it. He confessed to it. Take him out, execute him, and be done with it. Why are we wasting millions of dollars and paying him a salary and all this stuff? Somebody said there was like $300,000 worth of salary that he was paid while he was on trial. Thankfully, that money is now going to his family. But seriously, why does this guy deserve a salary? He deserves a bullet, and that's it. I mean,
Brad, appreciate the call very much. Thanks for listening. Out of time. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Lou Holtz among our guests tomorrow.
Lou Holtz, yes.
How about that?
Excited about that.
Speaking
one.
Of college football.
I know.
There
He's
you
like
go.
The college football guy.
For Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Inman, live from Grand Forks and the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. See you here tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.